Good morning.
Sleep well?
Morning, sleeping beauty.
Morning.
Still sleeping.
You know, it's such a beautiful morning.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday, and
I want some coffee.
I want coffee.
What do you want for breakfast?
Just coffee.
Just coffee.
I'll just have coffee, thanks.
Caffeine is not a food group.
Says you.
Says you.
You know what else I just realized?
What?
It's almost the weekend. Maybe it'll be sunny.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
I gotta get to work. Work? I'm going to work.
What?
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to Thursday morning on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show here. Well, to get things started this morning, I guess we cannot, ignore the elephant in the room. There's weather on the way, friends. So we got a winter weather advisory that's going to start tonight, and it'll go through this 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And there's snow involved in this. Hate to tell you this. So there are two ways you can handle this. You can go ahead and prepare, or you can follow LBF's theory of never prepare.
No, so, I don't think it's really going to smell that bad. And I've lived my life that way, and I'm just going to.
So you're not going to put a scraper in the car or anything.
Nope.
No, none of that.
I'm optimist. I'm actually going to burn a couple of coats and mittens.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Nice. I just texted my wife because she still needs to get the leaves up, so she better get that before
get
she goes to work
this morning. Yeah. Boy, you know. Don't you hate it when it snows before you get all the leaves taken?
No, I love it, because then you don't see the leaves, and you, like, forget about it.
Oh, okay. Well, once again, never prepare.
Wow. Now,
and speaking of that, we have an early problem this morning. Well, we have several early problems this morning. What's going on, Hank?
Yeah, we do. 93 South, we've got a crash right at 495. We've got a breakdown inside the Callahan Tunnel, and we had a deer strike 495 South before West Main Street out in Hopkinton. And we're going to break down Route 3 North by 53. So there's a lot going on early on.
Okay. Things we have coming up the program today. We got Winogrand in 60 seconds coming up about 10 minutes here this morning. And we're going to talk to Bob Ryan this morning. Mm-hmm. Celts had a win last night. What do we got ahead in Dirty Laundry today?
Well, Channing Tatum divorced his wife, and now he's dating somebody. And I don't know if I'm happy about it. Although it's interesting to me because they look very similar.
Mm. Channing Tatum and the person he's dating?
Yeah, looks very similar to, no, his wife, the two women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, his wife 2.0.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, we got to delve into whether or not Tom Brady is a horrible monster.
That's right.
Yeah, I really have a problem
with must talk.
Yeah. Patriot going to Hamilton and behaving this way.
Yeah.
Okay. Latest update.
I can't believe he actually did that.
On the account. Okay, well, we'll cover that for you. We'll get into that before we do sports this morning. This is, what do you think, man? I mean, you have opinions on this?
I have many.
Oh,
ones.
Yeah.
I have many.
Okay. We got the California wildfires. We'll update that for you. Oh, I have discovered what I'm getting LBF for Christmas.
Really?
This is amazing. It? And she is undoubtedly going to be the first in the neighborhood to have one. Okay? All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
It's time to get the action started right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. May we please introduce you to Carrie Driven, who is from Plymouth, Massachusetts, and ready to play this morning. Hi, Carrie. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, Carrie, here's the deal. Over the next 60 seconds, it's going to be tough on you because you're going to be pitted against the devious mind of LBF and her diabolical questions. She'll have 10 of these questions. Your job is to answer them all correctly within 60 seconds.
He's projecting, by the way.
Say pass at any time, and we'll move on to the next question if you don't know an answer. Don't waste any time with that. Then if you have time at the end, we'll come back, pick them up, you get them all right. $1,000 to Century Bank. Got all that?
Got it.
You ready to go?
Sure.
3, 2, 1. Go.
What color are the arches at McDonald's?
Yellow and red.
Boston has two major newspapers. Name one.
The Herald.
What local candy company made Oprah's favorite things list?
Schweppes.
Who was on the cover of Oprah magazine this month?
Pass.
The Eagles sang about what hotel?
California.
Gone with the Wind took place during what war?
Civil.
What state bills itself as almost heaven?
West Virginia.
In poker, what's a flush?
Five cards all the same color. Suit.
What is the Roman god of the sea?
Nero.
What is the square root of 25?
5.
Who was on the cover of Oprah magazine this month?
Oprah.
Okay, made it in time.
Wow, you've answered them all.
You did really well, but you got two wrong.
Unfortunately. Okay, you got eight right, though.
Wow. I mean, you got eight right. That's amazing.
That was really good.
Really, really good. The local candy company that made Oprah's favorite things list was Hilliard's Candy. And the Roman god of the sea is Neptune. Amazing job.
Really, really good.
For you, we have a consolation prize. LBF is going to give you $500 out of her own pocket.
He's really had it with me today.
Thanks, LBF.
She's a giver. She always has been, always will be. What we do have for you is a pair of tickets to see Patton Oswalt. This is better than anything out of her pocket. It's coming up this Saturday night at the Chevalier Theater. Do not miss your chance. Everybody else, if you want to get tickets, the show is the early show is sold out. Hey, you're going to have a terrific time at this thing, Carrie. So thank you very much for playing the game, okay?
Thanks, man. Appreciate the day.
Hey, good job. Have yourself a good and happy Thanksgiving.
Great job. Be proud.
Okay. Anybody else you think you got what it takes to play? Enter to be a contestant now at WRR.com, and you could win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Okay, everybody, are you ready for your men to main, the early edition this morning? This is all about the study, you know, about mothers and the number of lovers they've had and their children.
Lovers? Ew! Okay.
So I thought perhaps this would be the appropriate men for main episode this morning, so here we go, buddy.
Well, to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem runs into Ephus, and we hear...
Say there, Lem, you look like you've seen a ghost. What happened?
You won't believe what happened to me Saturday night.
Well, tell me all about it.
Well, I was down $3 Dewey's around closing time, and I had a couple of cocktails with this woman, and we danced a couple of times.
Oh, well, what's she look like?
She's not bad-looking, but she's an older woman.
Well, what do you mean by older?
I'd say, 60, 65.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, she said to me, have you ever had a sportsman's delight?
A sportsman's delight? What's that?
Well, that's what I said. And she said to me, that's where you get to have your way with a mother and her daughter at the same time.
Oh, my God.
So what'd you do?
Well, I said I'd never done that before. And she said, tonight's your lucky night.
Oh, my gosh. So then what happened?
So we went back to her place and walked in. And that's where it gets really creepy.
How so?
Well, she flipped on the light and yelled upstairs, hey, Ma, you still awake?
Oh, my God.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, here we go. As we mentioned, a week from today is Thanksgiving Day. So I think we need to update the Thanksgiving song with Adam Sandler. If everyone's ready, here we go.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I like the mashed potatoes the best. Turkey makes me crazier than Kanye West. Oh, I eat the turkey down to the bones. It's been over a year and still no Game of Thrones. Love to eat turkey filled with stuffing. The migrant caravan just keeps coming.
Yeah, you probably noticed.
Oh, white meat, dark meat, I am torn. My aunt won't stop singing A Star Is Born.
Enough already.
Thanksgiving is like being alone. Everyone staring down at their phones.
Am I right?
Pour a bunch of gravy to cap it off. Then drink a bunch of beer like Brett Kavanaugh. Oh, turkey out of the oven is really hot. This Christmas I'm asking for a sex robot. Oh, Thanksgiving I love you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
How do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
On 105.7 WROR.
Coming up next on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, Tom Brady.
Yes, and the faux pas that he made while seeing Hamilton in Boston.
Pretty stunning.
Really? Yeah. You're upset.
I'm upset.
You're really upset about
this? I'm upset about it, and he needs to be schooled on what's right and wrong in the theater.
Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. And I know that when you think etiquette, you think Lauren and Wally.
Yeah, we should.
Okay, so we're here to help you out this morning, and we're going to teach you etiquette and theater etiquette.
Yes. Okay, so this is brought to you by Tom Brady and Giselle because they were at Hamilton on Tuesday night.
Yeah,
this is Tom Brady's third time seeing Hamilton, and everyone was crazy and taking pictures, and it was great. Except I noticed one glaring thing. Tom Brady, who is 6'4", was wearing a hat, and not like a flat hat. He was wearing a winter cap that stuck up a good 4 inches above his head while he was sitting in the theater. That is wrong. First of all, I hope to God he took it off, because obviously when the lights went down, nobody was taking pictures, but up until the curtain call or whatever they call it, that hat was on his head. And if I was sitting behind him, I would have gone bananas. Goat or no goat? I'd be like, take off that hat.
How long do you think it took for that to wear off? Like, oh my God, it's Tom Brady. Like,
I can't see anything.
And then, you know, like sitting behind a supermodel isn't great either because she's tall.
Yeah.
I bet you Effie would love him because apparently his ears do get cold.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Well, but anyway, don't you think that, like, that's really bad etiquette? I mean, Tom Brady, fine, you're great, you're awesome, you're the best. But I was just surprised that he kept that hat on.
Hey, you know, I was always taught as a kid, and, you know, this is, like, really old school, but anytime you walk indoors, your hat comes off.
Yes.
For example, in the Marine Corps, you're indoors, your cover's off.
Yes.
Always. It's just a rule.
You know, it's funny because my husband Dave, we were at a restaurant the other day and he had crazy hair and put on a hat and didn't like, and then he was like, he took off his hat. He said, I feel bad. I should take off my hat. And then he took off his hat and I was like, no, you can't take it off. Put it back on. I said, there's always an exception to a rule. But I don't think that people do it anymore. Take off their hats.
Not a lot.
But it is especially, if he had a baseball hat, that would have been okay because it would have been bad, but at least it was flat
this
on his head. This was like somebody
weird, tall
hat.
Winter hat.
Sitting in
one
front
of those
somebody.
Russian kind of hats?
No.
It was like a stocking hat.
All he was missing was the pom-pom.
But it stands up funny on his head.
Yeah, it was crazy. And so if I was sitting behind him, if a person sitting behind Tom Brady at Hamilton on Tuesday night is listening, call us. Did he take off the hat? Because I need to know.
That's pretty bad, really.
Yeah. Anyway, live and learn, Tom. Live and learn. It's okay. Everyone makes mistakes.
Imagine sitting behind Abe Lincoln in the theater.
Okay.
He was terrible in the theater, I heard.
Yeah. And he never completed a forward pass.
No, he did not.
Okay, so what's going on, Hank?
Celts made easy work of the Bulls last night at the TD Garden. They rolled to an easy 111-82 win. 6 Celts in double figures. Jaylen Brown had 18. First place Toronto in town tomorrow night. Tip time 7 o'clock, the pregame at 6:30, and you can hear all the action with Grandy and Max right here on 105.7 WROR. Bruins, meanwhile, they looked pretty good for the first half of the game last night in Colorado. They led 3-1. Then apparently the thin air must have gotten to them in the Mile High City. Avalanche reeled off 5 unanswered goals, 4 in the third period. They stunned the Bees 6-3. Jake DeBrusque had 2 goals. David Pastrnak, a goal and an assist. And the worst part of the loss, the Bruins lost defenseman Zdeno Chara to a knee injury.
Yikes.
Been undisclosed. We'll find out more later on. Bruins on the road in Dallas tomorrow night. American League MVP will be announced tonight. Mookie Betts, Mike Trout, and Jose Ramirez, the 3 finalists.
Who do you think?
It's got to be Mookie Betts.
Got to be Mookie.
We thought it was going to be Alex Cora, though, too, for the manager of the year. You know where he did win? He got a contract extension through 2020. And presumably a raise from the $800,000 he made this past year. That was the lowest in Major League Baseball.
Was it really?
The highest, like Mike Socha, he was making $6 million
a year.
Blake Snell, the Cy Young winner in the American League. Chris Sale was fourth. Jake DeGrom won in the National League. Pats have the bye week. They play in New Jersey against the Jets a week from Sunday. Thursday night football, Seattle hosts Green Bay tonight. College hoop, BC, upset by a school I've never heard of, IUPUI. Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. The final, 76-69.
Wow, okay.
And a shout-out to the Medford and Malden football teams. I spoke at their annual Rotary Luncheon yesterday. Those two teams meet for the 131st time on Thanksgiving Day. It's the second-oldest continuous high school football rivalry in the country.
Gotcha. Hey, thank you much.
Breaking news. He took off the hat.
He took off the hat.
Yes, thank okay. goodness. All okay, is good well in the world. Well, okay, thank good. You, Tom.
Okay, coming up next, we got a Brian Bellbuster for you, and this is about reunions.
Yeah, it's school reunion time, and I heard from Heather. She's going with her friend from high school, Bethany, but Bethany's not too happy about it, and it's also her birthday. So I called her with some possible upgrades for the reunion.
We have a nice upgrade. If you'd like to put a better job or, a cooler job on your name tag, we can do that for you.
Okay, wait. So people actually lie about their job?
A lot of people have gotten the upgrade, Just put, a nice CEO next to your name.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous, actually.
We could Photoshop you into the slideshow. We could put you into the pyramid of cheerleaders, if you'd like.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, so I heard from Heather, and she wanted to get her friend Bethany. They went to high school together. They're getting ready for their big 30th reunion. But it's also Bethany's birthday, so why not mess with her with some possible ridiculous upgrades for her reunion?
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Bethany?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Bethany. Sandy Frank from the Yearbook Committee. Getting ready for the 30th reunion here?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be something.
You going to be in attendance?
Yes.
Great, great. It'd be great to get everyone together. We have some special upgrades I don't know if you're aware of. Some of the local businesses have come together to offer some deals to some of our alumni.
Oh, that's cool. What's going on?
There's a nice local place that has a hair and makeup special. Get a blowout, get your makeup done up nice.
Oh, that's kind of fun, yeah.
I see. Are you going with your friend Heather?
Yes, I am.
Yep. She's already signed up for some of these packages. She's signed up for the Botox package that's been offered.
Okay, hang on, wait, she signed up for Botox?
Yeah, I don't know if you'd like to sign up for that. We can put you down here and get you all the info.
That's weird. She didn't say anything about that. That's really weird. She's never done Botox before. Okay, well, whatever. No, I'm good. I don't need Botox.
Yeah, a lot of people, once you get to the 30th reunion, some people get a little crazy.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, everyone will have their name tag, so it's so hard to recognize people sometimes.
Yeah, I guess.
We have a nice upgrade. If you'd like to put a better job or, a cooler job on your name tag, we can do that for you.
Okay, wait. So, wait a minute. Are you saying that this reunion is about lying? People actually lie about their job?
A lot of people have gotten the upgrade, Just put, a nice CEO next to your name.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous, actually. Okay. I'm pretty secure with who I am. I'm not sure why everybody else needs to be insecure about. I mean,
it's so easy to fall back into those old high school cliques,
Okay, yeah. I think I'm good with the upgrades.
We could Photoshop you into the slideshow. We could put you into the pyramid of cheerleaders, if you'd like.
Who is this again? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, this is Sandy Frank.
What is going on? I mean, I don't need to prove anything. I'm secure in who I am and what I do. It's really sad that other people feel like they have to prove something and be somebody that they're not.
Okay, so you don't want the upgrade package. We have a social media package if you'd like that. Are you on the Facebook, Instagram?
A social media package?
Yep.
Look, I don't do social media because I don't need to be a part of all that nonsense. So,
okay, because we have some really nice pictures of some luxurious vacation homes. You can pick sun or snow, and you can post those a little bit before the reunion.
Looks really great. I really think I'm good because, quite frankly, that's ridiculous. And I didn't want to go to this reunion in the first place. I'm going because of my friend Heather, who I cannot believe is having Botox. I mean, what is going on? This is ridiculous. I don't have time for this.
There's a really good upgrade that helps a couple of classes here. If you want to upgrade to the 25th that's going on down the hall, we could do that, too.
Okay, now, this is ridiculous. Okay, this is ridiculous. Why would anybody want to do that? I mean...
Yeah, just trying to stay younger.
So, this is the problem with high school reunions. I mean, it's ridiculous. This is, the craziest thing I've ever heard. What?
It is crazy, isn't it? Can you believe it, Bethany?
Well, I can't even believe Heather is having Botox. What is up with that?
It's almost like Heather called a radio station to call you for your birthday with a prank call.
Wait, I'm sorry? What?
Bethany, this is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show.
you kidding me?
Yes, absolutely.
It is not you.
This is a Brian Bell Buster.
It's you? Oh, my God. Okay. All right. First of all, I love you guys. Heather is in some super big trouble.
You said you weren't super excited about the big reunion, so we might be able to mess with you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm still not super excited, but I'm better than I was before you called. Oh, my gosh. That is crazy, and she is in super big trouble.
Hey, have a great birthday. Enjoy the reunion, and we can help you get Heather back when it's her birthday, too, okay?
Oh, I cannot wait. You're the first on my list. Okay, guys. Have a great
Thanks
day.
For listening to Lorna Wally. We appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Okay, everybody, bring out the big drum because it's time to introduce you to the man who's going to be taking a trip. His name is Paul Malgieri, and he's on the line with us right now from East Boston. Paul, how are you doing today?
I'm freezing.
I know. This is stupid. It's not supposed to be like this, Paul.
Not going to be.
My wife's been waking me up every morning to call you. I love 105.7. I'm like, it's freezing out. I got to sit in my car and listen to the radio.
We Paul. Love yous, too.
Okay, Paul, we got a place that's going to warm you up. You have just won a trip. A four-day, three-night trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort. Yeah. We just got back from there. We were down there last weekend. Man,
awesome.
You are going to love this. Awesome. It's the only place on Earth where you can fly, play, scream, laugh, the biggest characters, movies, TV, pop culture. Everybody else, another chance to win online at WRR.com.
My wife's jumping up and down in the car.
Wow, what a morning.
That's great.
I'm standing outside freezing.
Okay, hey, listen, Paul, could you hang on a minute? We need a couple things.
Absolutely.
We got to get all your information, and then maybe you might be able to help LBF this morning because she has a problem here.
What's the problem? I can help her out.
Okay. You can help her out. You sound like a guy
it's
who's got
anything to do with keeping warm.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
No, I'm just joking. My wife will kill me.
Hang on.
So I have a dilemma.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a parenting dilemma. I'm always running into these things. So Lucy's in the school play.
Yeah.
It's a big deal because it's her first high school play.
Right.
And it's going to be great. She's been practicing, and the school is so supportive, and it's awesome. Super psyched to see the play, which is Alice in Wonderland, by the way.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. There are four performances, tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night, and a matinee on Sunday. And when I found this out, my first thought was, do I have to go to all the performances?
Oh, my God.
What? Is that bad? Because I was like, that was my first thought. Not like, oh, my God, four times I can see that. That's amazing.
Four chances to see my daughter in a play.
Yeah. No. I was like, no. And I was trying to devise a plan that could help me do this. Now,
Did you learn anything from the basketball games?
The basketball games, I asked the question, do I have to go to all of Lucy's games? And everyone was like, yes, you do. And I was like, really, do I? But then I started going to the games, and I loved the games, and it was so great and gratifying. Literally,
so you haven't learned a lesson from that?
No, but here's the thing. Sports is always a surprise. Like the basket,
it's a different ending
in
each time.
Like
everything,
there's winning, there's losing. With theater, it's scripted. And it's the same thing every night. Mm. So,
I understand your dilemma, as faulted as it may be.
And terrible. But I'm like, I'm trying to devise a plan. Like, maybe Dave can go one night, and then I can go another night. But then I was like, no, because people, like,
they're going to judge you.
I'm afraid
this.
People will judge
me.
They're
going to judge
you. So just, you know, being a regular old good mom and being supportive isn't motivation enough for you?
No.
Okay.
I think I have an idea.
Those are stupid. Okay.
How about like on Sunday, you invite all those judgy parents to your house for a little party and have some drinks? Then they'll forget all about the fact that you weren't there for the four.
No, I don't want those people.
You don't
in my
do
house.
This one.
No.
Hey, Paul.
They never let you forget, especially the kids.
Paul.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you think she should go to all four plays?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, see, there you go.
Try it.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
Anyway, I actually just thought of something, and I think I may have the solution. I think so. I'm not positive.
Robin, what do you think?
I totally can relate to this, and I learned my lesson. The first play my daughter was in, I went to all three performances,
yep.
and I've never done it again since then. And I tell her, I just tell her, I'll pick one, and I'll be at that one, and you can count on me, and that's it.
I love you. Let's go get drinks.
Wow. Saturday night. What the f*** is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Here we go this morning with your Men for Maine episode.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem walks into $3 Dewey's. He notices Aoife sitting at the bar with an ever-so-slight smile across his slightly pursed lips. He's nursing a beer and appears to be in a rather pensive mood, and we hear...
Hey, Aoife, you appear to be in a rather pensive mood. What's going on?
Well, you won't believe this, but I just found out that Effie is running away with my best friend.
Well, now, wait a minute. I thought I was your best friend.
Well, up till today, you was.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey, yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Lorne and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so we need help this morning. LBF has the dilemma going on here.
You know, my dilemma is whether or not I should have to go to all four performances of my daughter's first high school play. Yeah.
Karen's on my... Hey, Karen, so what do you say, Karen?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely, without a doubt, you should go to every single one.
Why?
Oh, my gosh. Because you know what? These years go so quickly, and there's going to come a time that she's not going to want to be with you, saying, I'll go anywhere, and you're at least going to be able to look back and at the days of her being in school and going to the plays.
I agree. The years do go by very quickly, but you know
overrated.
What doesn't go by very quickly? A 90-minute high school play.
You can't get that time back either.
It really does.
You would be surprised, and I know it's scripted, because I went to my kids' plays, too. It's scripted, but you know what? Each night, something happens differently, and you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. So,
Okay. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
LBF, Crystal's not to make you feel bad, but my friend Suzanne went to all 16 performances of her daughter's play, Meet Me in St. Louis.
Well, I've learned from her mistake.
Okay. Too many.
What do you think? Hey, Crystal. Crystal's online. What do you say, Crystal?
I think you also need to go to all of them. There are only four. It's 90 minutes. I'll tell you what. I have two children. They're both grown now, and I miss going. I'm on the rent a niece or nephew now because I need to go to these things. I mean, and I used to volunteer. I used to do the hair and the makeup for all the plays.
Oh, you're so nice.
Okay, so you're a theater person.
Well, I am.
She's a dedicated mother.
Dedicated mother. Okay, see, they're true falsehoods. Number one, you're an actual theater person, and number two, you're an actual good parent. Okay, well, thanks for calling, Crystal. Have a great day. Hey, so what do you say, Steve?
Hey, well, I'm... from Maine, so I'd say that, you know, you really should go to your daughter's things, no matter what they are, theater, sports, anything, because I had three boys, and when they had some sports and stuff, we tried to get there to every one of them, so...
Okay.
It's going to go by fast.
Oh, boy, I hear Cats in the Cradle already.
I do, too.
I love playing that for my dad.
Eileen, what do you say, Eileen?
LBF, honestly, I do theater. And if you can make sure that there's a family member and a loved one at every single performance, so there's always somebody to tell her what a good job she did, bring her flowers, she'll be thrilled. And for you, if you go to the first and the last, you should be covered, because those are usually the most important. But like sports, something can happen every single night. Somebody can miss a cue, something unexpected with a prop. So there is a chance that there's going to be something every night. But I say first and last, make sure you bring flowers.
Gotcha.
I was just going to say, I have to bring flowers?
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, this is what we've been waiting for. It's time for our weekly conversation, our visit with Mr. Everything himself, the unbelievable Mr. Bob Ryan, who is on the line with us right now. Good morning, Bob. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fine.
Good, good. So, there's so many things we got to cover this morning. First of all, did you feel like you needed to call 911 after Alex Gore didn't get Manager of the Year?
No, I was expected among anybody
who was paying attention that the competition was exactly what it turned out to be. Bob Melvin of the A's and Kevin Cash of the two teams that overachieved. That's a traditional way to win manager of the year. Not being manager of the best team, but being manager or coach, and that's what we're talking about, of a team that is perceived to have overachieved. And both the A's with their victories and especially the Rays with their 90. And so, Alex, we were prepared for that. So no one should be shocked that he didn't win the award. And it doesn't matter. I ask him, would you rather be manager of the year or manager of the world champions? I think he will give you you know what the answer would be.
I got you.
But Mookie's going to win tonight, right?
Well, then I would be upset. If Mookie doesn't win the MVP, then I will be on the outrage committee.
Okay, good. Now, have you seen the Patriots play a worse game in the past 20 years?
Not in the middle of the season.
No.
The thing that worried me about that more than anything, you know, we've seen them have these bad games early, and remember, most notably, Kansas City, and we're off to Cincinnati. Yeah. But this is the middle of the year to play a game like that, and we're off to the bye week, fortunately, and I think that's a good time for the bye. It was just uniformly awful and concerning. I mean, really, very concerning.
Hey, Bob, Tom Brady, one touchdown pass in the last three games. What's wrong? Is it he doesn't have his binkies there? Gronk is out hurt. Edelman went down hurt. Amendola's gone.
I think it's a little bit of everything, Hank. I think that clearly when you don't have Gronk, and we may never see the Gronk of that we loved again at that level. I just don't expect to see him at that level ever again, of course. And he doesn't, and Chris Hogan has disappeared off the face of the earth, and so he doesn't throw to him anymore. He's limited in what he can do. And they were really concentrating on James White, who's been his best asset this year. And let's be honest, it's the signs of slippage are there. Father Time will win the battle, whether Tom likes it or not.
Yeah.
I think we're starting to see that Father Time is starting to exert his will on Tom Brady to a degree. I'm not saying he stinks. I'm not saying he can't play, but he's not going to be. It doesn't appear he can be at that consistent level that made him the GOAT. He's not he's not playing like the GOAT anymore. And I don't think he ever will. He can have a big game, and don't be fooled if he comes out and throws 350 against the Jets.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, that's not going to be the test. But there's some big tests left at Pittsburgh, Minnesota, and we'll see how he fares in those games.
Okay,
excellent. Can we talk Celtics, Bob? Because last night played a horrible team and looked great.
Finally, well, that was a start. That was a good start. That's all. I'll give them that. People, they don't need any new players. They just need to play better. That's all. They've got. We know the players are good, and we know that I think in the long run I have confidence everything's going to work out. But they needed a kick in the butt. They just weren't playing well.
Yeah,
playing right. And thank you for showing up, Mr. Schedule Maker, giving them Chicago, give them a boost when they needed it. They did. I mean, that road trip was very, very, very disturbing. I mean, when you're down by 20 points, three games in a row, and you're supposed to be an elite team, there's something wrong. And they just weren't playing well. But I'm confident it'll straighten them out.
Do you think, Bob, are you concerned at all that Kyrie says they need like another 14, 15-year veteran, even though that should be him?
Well, no, he's not 14 or 15, but he's a veteran. I don't like that because that they do have that guy. His name is Al Horford. He is a father figure. I don't know what. I just warned people before the year, just don't pay attention to what Kyrie says. He can't help himself. He just loves to talk. He loves to sound smart. Okay, he likes to. And you want him approachable. If you're the media, you don't want to shut him up.
Yeah.
But if you're the fan, just take it. Just don't even pay attention to it.
I think his words fell flat, as in earth.
Yeah, well, he's kind of backed off that now.
Yeah,
he's backed off that, as far as I know. That's going to be part of the story when it's all said and written. You know, a little chapter will be. Remember when Kyrie was talking about the Earth was flat? There's going to be a lot of little vignettes along the way. He's a character, frankly.
Okay.
He's a bright guy, but he's a character, and don't put too much stock on what he says because he talks all the time.
Okay, and I guess maybe we don't even get into the Bruins because they were using a sieve for a stick and gold.
That's a shame. And then, you have to worry about what's up with Chara, and you're going to have a hard time getting proper information there because, like the Patriots, they're very guarded about speaking of injuries, and so we'll have to monitor that. But that's not good news either, obviously, if there's anything seriously wrong with Chara.
Okay, we'll keep an eye. Yes. In the meantime, you have any shameless plugs for us?
Yeah, well, I'll be the Bob Ryan. I'll be the Sports Reporters podcast tomorrow morning, every Monday and Friday, like with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom, and I'll be on Around the Horn next week, probably Monday.
Gotcha.
ESPN, 5 o'clock.
Okay, have a terrific day and have a weekend. Okay.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
And we'll make special arrangements because a week from today is Thanksgiving Day, and we know you'll be stuffing your pie hole on that day, so we'll figure out an alternative, okay?
I will be, and that's the truth, too.
Okay. Okay. Have a good one, okay. Matt.
Dirty laundry.
Yeah, you had me at boobs.
Exactly. You know what? That's the romantic thing that my husband said to me. We first started dating.
Wow.
Okay, so boobs and stars in Boston. Let's get to the boobs first, because
yes.
I know you're eagerly anticipating what this story is about. So, this is interesting to me. You know, there's like nudity clauses and stuff like that. Like, if you're an actress, you don't have to get naked if you don't want to. But sometimes the director wants you to, and then you succumb.
There's a lot of pressure.
Exactly. But this was really interesting. Emma Stone, Academy Award winner from La La Land, adorable girl. She's in a movie called The Favorite. It comes out a week from tomorrow. She decided to go topless, and it was her call. They were filming a scene where Rachel Weisz's character finds Emma in bed with another woman, the queen, actually. Mm-hmm. And so the sheet kept falling down, and it was annoying, and so she finally just said, listen, can I just be naked? Best day ever for the crew, right?
Well, she's never done a
No. And she just said it made sense to her. It was within the character's thing. And that's why actresses are, and actors are good. They actually think of the character before themselves. But I don't know. It's interesting.
Hermione is going topless?
No, it's not Hermione. Emma Stone is La La Land.
Oh.
So, but one can only hope.
Really.
But it's a little weird because Hermione is a little girl.
I meant grown up.
I don't know. Like, for me, I feel like I'm on the fence. Like, I guess, is it gratuitous? Probably not. But on the other hand,
what are you thinking about going topless on the
show? No, I'm not. No, if I were an actress.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But I don't know. I think that I would like actually like footage of what I used to look like.
File
you know
footage.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So that's like my only motivation, not what the actress.
That'd be all grainy.
Hey.
What?
All right, stars in Boston. Let's shift very quickly because this is getting sick. I knew you guys would not let me down. Hey, Oprah is going to be at UMass Lowell tonight at 7 o'clock. They're having that Chancellor Speaker Series.
Is anybody going to be there?
Not me. But I guess they get a lot of money. So they had two other speakers. Stephen King raked in more than $100,000 for scholarships for UMass Lowell
that's
students.
Pretty good.
Then Meryl Streep was there, and she got $230,000 for scholarships.
Wow.
And they say that the goal tonight is to raise $1 million in scholarship money from the week's event, A Conversation with Oprah Winfrey. There are some tickets available. There's one goes for $233, but you might as well be in Drake it. Because it is very far away.
Is everybody going to get a car?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Mark Wahlberg was in town last night at the AMC Lowe's Boston Common for a red carpet event for his new film. And that's it's not Daddy's Home. What's the name of the film? Oh, my God. I can't
Instant
keep up.
Family?
Instant Family. I can't keep up with his movies.
Anybody seen this?
No, not yet.
I hear it's pretty funny.
I mean, whatever. It's fine. Good for Mark.
And don't listen to the critics. Just go see the movie.
Don't. Go see the movie. Anyway, that
critics
event.
Love Mark Wahlberg movies. What are you talking about?
Hey.
It benefits the Mark Wahlberg
movies.
Youth Foundation. And then, heads up in Worcester, Liam Neeson is back in action shooting scenes for the latest flick, Honest Thief.
I have a certain set of skills.
He does, I guess.
I'll be in Worcester.
I don't know if he's going topless. So
I'll
we'll
have
see.
My pants on.
Wouldn't that be really good?
It's a good thing, too.
Topless in Worcester. Yes.
What is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. I don't. What is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Can you feel the tension? Can
oh,
you feel
God.
The tension?
I totally forgot we were doing this.
It always gets tense about this time because it is time. Ladies and gentlemen, win a grand in 60 seconds is on the air here from WROR. Now, let's meet our contestant. This is the person who's going to play for $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. His name is Sam Nicastro. Sam lives in Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Oh, I love Gloucester.
And he's in sales for the General Electric Corporation.
Nice.
So good morning, Sam. How are you doing today?
Good morning, gentlemen and ladies. How are you?
It's good to hear from you as well. Okay, so you're with General Electric in sales. What do you sell? You sell the jet engines, the MRI machines, or those space maker microwave ovens and coffee makers? Which one do you do?
Pretty close. Auto and home insurance to GE employees.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
Got it. So here's what's going to happen. LBF has been deviously concocting a list of 10 really difficult questions. But she thinks you have what it takes to answer all 10 of those. If you do, you get $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Now, remember, you can say pass at any time. You have time left at the end. We come back, we pick them up, you get them all, you get the cash. Are you ready to play?
Bring it on.
Okay, bring it on. I like that. I like his confidence level. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What's 8 times 8?
64.
What Wahlberg was in New Kids on the Block?
Donnie.
What was the name of Thomas Jefferson's estate?
Pass.
Truman Capote wrote about the murder of the Clutter family in this book.
Pass.
What iconic sign in Boston was recently declared a landmark and can't be changed or moved?
Citgo.
Spell ambrosia.
A-M-B-R-O-S-I-A.
Do not pass go, do not collect $200 is a phrase from what game?
Monopoly.
Who is the host of NBC Nightly News?
Yeah.
How long did the first Thanksgiving last?
3 days.
How many keys does a grand piano have?
88.
Okay, what's the name of Thomas Jefferson's estate?
Jefferson Estate.
Oh!
You know, you did well. You passed on three. Wow. You didn't get any wrong.
Okay.
And that was really good.
Wow.
But sadly, you didn't know a couple of things. But this is the part where we learn. The name of Thomas Jefferson's estate is Monticello. By the way, that place is insane. It's bonkers. It's bananas.
Hank,
that guy was out of his mind.
You were down there not long ago, right?
Pretty cool.
Spectacular.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's probably more appropriate. I think it's spectacular, but it's nuts. That guy's crazy. Or was. Truman Capote wrote about the murder of the Clutter family in this book. It was In Cold Blood. And Lester Holt is the host of NBC Nightly News. The most trusted man in news right
now. That's right, yeah. Hey, but you did fine job, so we have really a fine consolation prize for you this morning here. I think you're going to enjoy this, Sam. You get a pair of tickets to see Patton Oswalt this Saturday night at the Chevalier Theater, which is an absolutely spectacular show. And you're a lucky man because the first show is already sold out. And so have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Are you all prepared for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, we're having it at my house. Yep.
Oh, sorry.
Excellent, yeah. Yeah. How many are you having?
Just the in-laws, even better.
Okay. Well, happy Thanksgiving. You hold the line, we'll get your prize all taken care of for you here. Thanks a million for being a member of the nation. Now, anybody else, if you want to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds, you will, of course, get your opportunity, but you've got to register to qualify. Log on to WRR.com. And we should also mention, if you want to get any tickets to see Patton Oswalt at the Chevalier, just go to WRR.com and we'll link you up there, okay? Only the final show is available. Everything else is sold out.
Okay.
In the meantime, coming up next on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio program, we got a lot of good stuff for you here. And you're going away for Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, we're going to stay with relatives.
You are going to be staying with relatives?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We're going to sleep over.
I was reading a thing about people who stay with relatives, visit their relatives, and they stay in their home. And the complaints, the top complaints that they have about staying with their relatives.
I feel like, and I'm a bad person, but I feel like as a guest, you can't complain.
Well, ironically, the number two complaint, well, we'll explain that coming up in just moments.
Okay.
In the
meantime,
the Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So, a week today is Thanksgiving Day. Now, you are going to be traveling. Hank, where are you going to be eating dinner again?
We're going to be in Medford at 50 Elm Street.
Okay.
And then we'll go to
dessert.
Wow. Come on by. We'll have pie.
Okay, pie
go to dessert and out in Natick.
Okay.
What's the address?
It's on Shattuck Street, but you'll have to guess.
Okay, Brian, where are you going to be? You're going to be
going to the in-laws.
In-laws? Yeah. Okay. And so LBF is local. The only one who's really traveling any distance. You're going all the way down to Jersey, right?
Yeah.
You sound extremely excited about it.
No, we're going to go. That's the plan.
You and millions of people out on the road. It'll
That's
be
right.
great.
On the busiest Thanksgiving since 2005, I believe they say on the highway.
Go big or go home.
Okay, it's very big. So I ran across this about speaking
about. I already
want
to go home.
That is one well-tanned turkey down there in Jersey, let me tell
yes,
you.
So you're actually staying over with relatives, which I find
yes.
rather interesting here, because there was a huge study that was released just a couple of days ago about people who stay over and visit and their complaints about staying in your home. And really? The number one...
See, that seems wrong to me, because I feel as a guest, you need to be sweet.
This is really weird. The number one complaint they have about staying in your home is you're leaving them alone. Like if they come stay in your home and you have to go away and have a meeting or something like that, they start bitching about, well, they left me alone here. I would think that would be a bonus, you know, because that way you can go through all the medicine cabinets and all that kind of stuff without undisturbed.
That's interesting. That's...
That's the only way I want to stay at my relatives.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, but if they had to do stuff,
that was
I would be mad.
That was the number one. But the most ironic part of the entire study is, number two, pet peeve, was running out of toilet paper.
Oh, boy.
So I thought that was pretty ironic, being number two and toilet paper.
Yeah. So, BYOTP, is that what it is?
Maybe that's what it is.
Well, that's probably what you should do,
here's what I think they need if you have relatives. This is what you need if you have relatives coming over for the holiday.
This holiday season, make sure you're ready for company with new Relative Be Gone. In convenient aerosol form, Relative Be Gone is powerful enough to rid your home of racist uncles.
That guy was a lazy...
deadbeat brothers-in-law. And everyone's favorite, cheap aunts.
Hope you don't mind, I brought the cat.
One can of Relative Be Gone can totally rid your house of extended family in just 9 minutes, making it possible for you and your immediate family to enjoy the holidays the way they were meant to be enjoyed. Alone. Relative Be Gone. Ask your grocer.
Oh my God!
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
The night before last, Hamilton, you know, Hamilton was playing and Tom Brady was in the house.
Yes, he was.
And a lot of people said he wore a hat.
Yeah.
He actually did wear a hat.
It was a faux pas.
Okay, we will be covering this startling faux pas coming up next. In the meantime, so I guess it was quite the hubbub when Tom Brady, night before last, went to see Hamilton. And he was apparently in the house, and he was wearing a hat in the house, which had a lot of people kind of upset here.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to wear a hat indoors.
Indoors, yeah.
General decorum. Okay. He's 6'4", and the hat probably added 5 more inches to his noggin.
It was like a weird, you know, like
it was
the,
like a pom-pom, like a hat, like a knit hat without the pom-pom.
Right, yeah.
It stood up really tall.
Okay. So we were wondering... Whether or not.
One of our alert members of the nation was there in the... Now, you were there when Tom was actually at Hamilton, right?
Yes, I was.
Were you sitting any place close to him?
Not that close. I was to his far left.
Okay.
The rumor came through that Brady's in the house. And as soon as the lights went on, I felt bad for him because it was like a wave. Everybody stood up and circled him. And you couldn't get your phone higher in your hand to try to snap a picture of him.
Wow. It was like nothing but flash, 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 flash going on.
Oh, it was. I felt bad for him. But then again, I said, well, he does kind of stand out. He's wearing a hat. He's the only one wearing a hat.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
We got the word that he did take his hat off during the performance, though. So that was nice.
Yeah, well, I didn't see that. I knew it was on during the intermission because it was like you forgot you were at Hamilton. It was like Brady's in the house.
Oh,
unbelievable.
God.
I don't know if he got escorted out real fast when the show was over, but he seemed to have disappeared right afterwards.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't call that intermission. We call that halftime.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
I understand that after he took his hat off, he threw it, and Edelman was there, but Edelman dropped it.
It was just not a good week for him.
Yeah,
nobody was catching the pass.
Hey, thanks for calling, Renee. Have yourself a great day, Dave.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.